Thank you. just don't
I
stop playing.
I totally forgot that you had solo. Cause I'm like, hey, do the head. And then yeah. She did a solo, and I was like, and I think I do the head. And then you're like, oh, you wanted to.
How can we get better, like is there an exercise or something that we can do to learn to read you or any drummer better, or anybody else, or anybody, yeah, no, it's really one of those things
and even people I play with sometimes, like I play with one friend and I get kind of ticked because she never gives me any drum solos, but so it's not just you. I don't think there's really any sort of thing. I think it just depends. It's common practice. Depends on who you play with. If you're like doing a gig where you rehearse, sometimes it might be like, oh yeah, these are the tunes I want to take a solo over. It's always kind of hard with the drummer. I think usually we get glossed over unless it's like a sort of jam session where it's like everyone blows, or like one of those kinds of gigs where it's like everybody's taking a turn on the tune. Otherwise, if anything, just trading fours when in doubt, if you do want to do something, somebody come in and just trade fours, that's always cool. Or trade fours or eights, depending. Yeah, it's not really, there's not really any science to it. It's just how it happens, you know. I mean, most of the times, too, a lot of gigs, you know, I mean, it depends, like, yeah, it just depends. So I think, like, bass and drum solos tend to be kind of like, sometimes they might trade off in between tunes, or trying to think what else. No, and also just for reading things, no, it's just kind of whoever speaks first is the one who gets to speak, you know, whoever goes for the, when this next solo's done, they just go for it. Yeah, like I've been to gigs too where it's like loose or rehearsed, so then two people go for a solo at the same time, and then usually after a couple bars, one person backs off, you know.
A couple bars, too, that's a while, right?
It's not that bad. It's, I mean, if you're playing fast, it comes pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like two bars, usually. It's just one of those things, the more you do it, the more you get a hang of it. There's not really an exercise for reading people, because everyone's different. It's like reading people in real life. I don't think there's an exercise for, you know, like, oh, what does this person do? Here's your 10-step course to figuring out how to read people, you know? I'm sure it exists, but I don't think it's any good. Yeah, and it just depends on who you're playing with, too. It depends, like, depends on what kind of mood I'm in, like, when I want to solo. Sometimes I want to solo the form. Sometimes I want to trade fours. It depends, you know? It tends to be, I think, trading fours is probably the safer bet to go with a lot of things, because sometimes I've just been, like, lost in the wilderness, because they're like, oh, yeah, I know this tune, but I don't know the form that well. It's, like, a little funky, like, it's one of the Joe Beam tunes. I think it's How Insensitive. There was this one jam session I would do, and the guy would always give it to me as, like, solo over the form, and I'd always get lost, because How Insensitive is just a really long form. It's, like, I mean, I think it's just an AABA, but it just feels longer. Or something about it just feels, and that's why I never got comfortable. So I'd always, whenever he give me the open solo, like, fuck. You know, just like, oh, here this goes again. So it depends, you know. It's not really, it's just kind of common practice, or, you know, you kind of just look at somebody, it's like, okay, here you go. Sometimes the drummer will let you know, they'll kind of get a little bit more. Like there, instead of me talking, I should have just went for it, and that would have let you know. It's like, oh, okay, he's taking a solo. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, why don't we try the Sidewinder? Give this shot. Why don't we just... I want to do a couple things before we actually sit down and play it. Well, I don't know why I said sit down and play it, but before we play it, half of us are sitting, half of us are standing. Well, actually, no. Almost. I think the sitting's got you guys beat.
We're already here.
Yeah.
So, just standing.
Da-da. No. You guys know that tune, Minority?
No.
That was a great tune.
Sorry, the joke was a lot of fun.
No, I don't. What was I going to say? Yeah, so I want to do... first, I just want to do it real slow, where I'll just play the quarter notes. So who wants to take a crack at the mic? Why don't Why don't we all take a crack at the melody?
Yeah.
Including you, Bob. Rob. just for fun, and I'll be our metronome, and I'll kind of sing it with you guys. And we'll do it super slow, just because even this is a useful exercise, even if you're not the melody player, or if you're playing chords, you're playing background, it's good to know the melody, because then you can know where to put your chords and stuff, and where to comp. So we'll do it super slow. Then I want to do the, we did the chord exercise, right?
Should we listen to the song? Has everybody heard it? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't
know. No, we should, maybe listen to it, be good.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no. Why don't you put it on so we can all kind of hear it?
Here, there you go.
Yeah, because then there's a stop at the end, that E flat. Is that E flat 7? At the end?
Here? Yeah.
There's that. Bar blues, essentially. Or 24 bar blues, I should say.